Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. This is that Malcolm X, Fidel Castro, you know, Idi Amin. Real leaders. Those that get there and don't take nothing from no one. You know why? I stay 10 steps ahead of the rest. I get the job done and I do it the best. And I got what you need. Now all you got to do is follow me. But I'm moving in the fast lane at 100 miles an hour. And ain't no way you can catch me. Not even if I slow down. You know why? Cause I ain't got time for that bullshit. No, I ain't got time for that bullshit. No, I ain't got time for that bullshit. You know why? I'm about my dough. I stay 10 steps ahead of the rest. I get the job done and I do it the best. And I got just what you need. Got to do is follow me, but I'm moving in the fast lane at 100 miles an hour. Ain't no way that you can catch me, not even if I slow down. You know why? But I ain't got time for that bullshit. No, I ain't got time for that bullshit. No, I ain't got time for that bullshit. You know why? I'm about my dough. Take heed, my nigga. Get your mind right. Grip your mind tight. Real niggas mash on tight. You in the streets or the beat don't beat.
I'm blowing on that movie.
wonder how you doing with the movie. Welcome to the future, I'm the captain of the cool kid. The revolution's never been televised. Great booty, better thighs, I ain't wanna tell a lie. First I tell a high, then I give a one and let her fly. Never tell a lot of night, you couldn't find a better guy. King shoot, fly to anywhere you can sing with. Gangster distinguished, cool as a penguin. Got a team of a money field through the green week. Fly away and fly away at my convenience. Sing till chicken in a five-star suite. Come on, some five-star freaks get high all week. Catch me in the week. I was just a liquid jar street. In a fast car, super bad broad back seat. That sweet, see nothing nice. A couple nights, cause the moon say goodbye and the sun greeting us like,
hello, good morning.
Let's go, let's go.
Hello, good morning. Hello, good evening. You've been in, cause you know that you really need it. And I'm the one that you wanna be with. But right now, baby, you're dreaming.
Wake up and turn the lights
on. Cause I'm dreaming on the water. 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 Cause I'm dreaming
on the water. Cause I'm dreaming on the water. Cause I'm dreaming on the
water. Cause I'm dreaming on the water. Cause I'm dreaming on the
water. Cause I'm dreaming on the water. Cause I'm dreaming on the water. Cause
boxers, you bring your granny
pants.
there's more to the topic than that. But that's all we're going to learn. You know, we're just trying to spark a little bit of conversation for all the good folks who tune in. Hey, that's how we do. Lady Joe, when I told you about this topic, you hit me back like, who the hell comes up with these things? I told you. I'm crazy. It's life. Life comes up with these things, Lady Joy.
I like it.
And we got a lot to say about this one.
Say that again, brother.
Got a lot to say about this one.
Well, what's that going to be the lead off, man, while I check in the chat room, brother? Run with it.
Well, actually, you know, we've got a tremendous amount of calls, should I say inquiries from our listeners, you know, both male and female, you know, on this particular topic. So why don't we do this, man? Why don't we do this, break it down in categories, you know, and then we could explore the cause and then the effects. So the categories I came up with is the one that you just were speaking on, comfortability. You know, people get comfortable in relationships and they just let it all hang out. It's all good. They don't feel like they got to wash their face or take a bath more than once a week. That's one topic. I mean, one category. The other category is depression. You know, depression is a major cause and what makes people change their whole little ski low. And then the third is just plain downright trifling. You're lazy. You don't give a damn about you, yourself, and nobody else. You just stink. Those are three categories, and they all fall under causes.
Man, it sounds like you
gave
this some thought, brother.
Well, you know, I you know, like I said, this is a response to many inquiries we've been getting, you know, in the last month or two, because guys be talking about, you know, the girls be looking like, you know, Boo Boo the Clown, and they just don't care what they look like no more. They just let themselves go, and they always get threatened and accused. And I hear the women, you know, they be saying the same thing, you know, dude's gut hanging all over his big toe and everything, and you know, he just look all crazy, and she's embarrassed when her friends come over. So I just thought, you know, it's a good time, you know, we can explore all of that, you know, the do's, don'ts, and this and that, you know, the things that come with it, which are the effects, are the accusations, you know, the infidelities, and just plain outright being unhappy.
Right.
Well,
or or you just got too comfortable and thinking that you...
Sorry to cut you off, Lady Joy. Go right ahead.
Well, yeah, either that or you just got comfortable with the fact, well, I got them now, so, you know, I don't have to work at it. Yeah, you do.
Okay, well, that's the first one. That was the first category. So let's talk about the first category, Joy. Go ahead.
Okay, the same thing it took to get them, you got to keep that same thing up to keep them. You know?
So you mean it ain't cool?
I'm gonna play. Hold on. I'm gonna play devil's advocate. I'm gonna play devil's advocate right now. So y'all saying that if we together, we gotta keep it all tight and looking all wonderful and stuff. But I done worked this hard to get you. Now that I done got you, why I gotta keep working? Why can't we just be together? Is what I'm saying.
Yeah, you can still be together, but that doesn't mean that, you know, they don't want to be smelling your stinking ass all the time. Okay. Keep yourself up. I mean, like...
So, in other words, when I'm fly, you love me. But when I'm a little bit off-kilter, you don't love me no more is what you're saying.
No, I'm not saying that. You know, we all get comfortable around our better halves or other halves, as you may want to call it. You know, but still, you don't want to just be trifling. Come on. You know, you get to a stage where you can't even stand yourself. And you think somebody else want to stand that?
Oh, man, this
in other words, if you met me when I had my $300-$400 power suit on and I was looking all fly and dapper, now that a brother walking around here in his drawers and his wife's beater, you got issues with me.
No, I don't have an issue with that because got comfortable around each other enough where I can walk around in my bra and panties and stuff. Okay, come in the bathroom when you in there using it. Okay, but I'm just saying, being a person, you know, keep yourself together. I mean, like, wouldn't you like not want to see some trifling things that you're doing, let alone somebody else? I mean, that's just me. That's just me. I like to keep myself up, you know, comfortable with mine, you know. My spouse is comfortable with me, but, you know, there's still some things that you just don't just let go.
Yeah, well.
Oh, okay, okay. So every day I got to wear a mask for you. I got to be
no,
on my
No, I'm not saying that.
Every day.
I'm saying, like, wash your ass, put some deodorant on, comb your hair, and quit being trifling.
Hey, let me get him for you,
that's
Joy.
That's just the basics right there, bro.
Joy, let me help you get there. Let me help you get him on that one. Just because you don't give a damn about yourself, at least care about me. If you don't want to look good for yourself, at least try to look good for me. Forget how you want to look, because you just might want to be that.
What you mean? So what you're saying is every day I got to get up and try to be on my best every damn day we together.
Absolutely. You should want to do that for yourself. Take me out of the equation. You should want to do that for you. Every day you get up,
anyway,
you want to be the best person
you can be.
You
even want to smell your own stinking ass, okay?
Every day.
Now, hold on. We got a caller that want to jump in on this because I ain't finished yet. Hello, caller. Welcome to the show.
Now, I don't want to jump in. I don't want to jump in now. This conversation is too much. Oh, man. Merry Christmas, everybody. I just got it on the tail end. I'm saying, oh, God, I just called the wrong time here.
No.
Okay. Well, Joe, you ain't got a joke in yet because I'm on a roll right now. So hold on, brother.
Right.
You don't go nowhere.
Okay.
That's the KD and Joy over here talking about I should want to keep up myself every day. This ain't about me keeping up myself every day. If I'm at home in my domestic environment and I want to relax and kick back and scratch my nuts and watch the ball game, what you bothering me for?
Because ain't nobody said you can't sit back and watch the ball game and scratch your nuts. It's just how you looking when you sit there watching the ball game and scratch your nuts.
Smell it.
Because
you know what?
There's a specific way for me to be comfortable in my own domestic domain. There's a specific way to make you feel better. That's how I'm supposed to be comfortable.
Wait, Joy.
Okay.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Let's back it up.
Okay.
See, now what you're saying is that checklist that I should have went down when we very, very first got together, because if you didn't match some of them things on that checklist, your ass shouldn't be there in the first place, because I would have known that you felt that way about certain things, and I would have had to take the responsibility for being with your ass. So.
Okay, hold on. We got another caller trying to jump in here. 111, welcome to the show. What can we do for you?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, girl.
Hey, welcome to the show.
All right. I want to just say, first off, also, you scratching your nuts and sitting on the couch, that's cool if you have a private room to do that in. But my girls are coming over, and they may not want to see you and smell you and just watch you just sitting there. That's I think that you should know how to come.
Okay, now I'm going to direct this at you. Your girl's coming over, which means I got to be uncomfortable to make you and your girl's comfortable. Why the hell y'all going
to go
somewhere?
Just go into another room and scratch your nuts and be happy.
Go into another room. You can go into
another room. Ain't nobody trying to see all of that.
So on top of that, I'm still lost in the part where you feel like getting up, grooming yourself on a daily ties in with you being uncomfortable. That's the part where I'm lost.
Yeah, I mean, like, you should want to be...
You should want to do that
you
shit
should
anyway.
Don't
you smell your own breath when you wake up in the morning?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
That ain't got nothing to do with me. Don't you smell your own breath?
Of course, you wouldn't be wanting to smell it. You better have breath.
Matter of fact, let me get this for the young lady. Matter of fact, if I was your dude and your girl's coming over, I would want to be on my best behavior and look the best I can anyway, because you got company.
That's right.
No.
They be like, well, damn, girl, you deal with that every day?
No.
Ew.
No, I beg to differ with you. I beg to differ with you. I would want to do that because I would want my girls to say, damn, she got a down-ass dude. Do you see him? Do you see how he keep his shit?
So you're interested in our homegirl's opinion with what you're saying.
What I'm saying is I am a representation of my woman. My woman is a representation of me.
Okay.
Amen. That's right.
And you, being the trifling brother that you are, as a representation of yourself and being all stank and everything.
And she gets a bad rap for being with your ass.
Yep.
Yes, exactly. Yep, they
be
think,
like,
you
girl,
know what
is wrong with you?
She's 30, she's 32. They think the same, exactly. They like, you know what, if her man is 30, then what does that say about her at the end of the day?
Exactly.
Now, young lady, hold on. So let me ask you a question, and I'm going to throw this to King Diddy and all the wonderful naysayers up on here. So me busting my ass, taking, do your homegirls pay any bills up in here?
No, I got nothing to do with it. That ain't got nothing to do with it. Nobody said you're not king of your castle, but all I'm saying is you could be in your trifling king of your castle by yourself. Or you could be in your trifling king of your castle with a trifling as queen of your castle.
There you
go.
Y'all
both be
trifling up in there together.
But if you want to be with me and my castle, then we have to represent that castle a certain way.
There we go. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Man, hey, I'm going to say this and I'm going to say this again. I don't care nothing what y'all talking about. I'm up in my domain. I ain't being no monkey on no doggone string, putting on no show for nobody if I'm up in my house trying to do me.
We're not putting on a show. We saying everybody got choices, and that's your choice. And your queen should be equal to your choice. Nobody said that you can't do that.
Yeah.
And matter of fact,
they wanted
I'm
to be around
this
your
one straight up, you, brother, because I'm gonna get to the ladies in a minute. I'm saying, so in other words, you want your woman picking up every day, putting on a show for you, even if nobody ain't coming over. You want her all makeup up and putting on a show. And
that's not about putting
on
a show. It's about taking care of yourself, okay? Now, you want to be trifling, be trifling in a room by your damn self. Everybody ain't trying to see that shit. Or smell it either.
No hygiene.
Thank you, Joy, but let me get him too. No, I don't want her to put on no show for me because we're not acting. I want her that to be part of her norm. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
I want her to want to look good for me because she wants to look good for me. I want her to look good for me, number two, because she don't want nobody else to look good for me. That's why I want her to look good for me.
Uh-oh.
And that's why I get up every day and I try to look good for her, too, because I want to look good for me, one. What?
Mr. Trey Giddy and Lady Joy, y'all can twist this and turn this any way y'all want to flip it.
We're not doing the twisting.
You want her, to put on a show for you every day. Somebody can't get up and look good
every
day.
No, but we're not the one doing the twisting. Sound like you doing
when I
the
wake
twisting.
Up because I go in there and I care about how I look. And your trifling ass needs to care about how you look, too. And smell, because ain't nobody trying to be around that. And you got your friends coming over. I'm quite sure even your male friends would be like, well, damn, man.
Tony, we've explored all the causes of this, but let's talk about the effects of this. Because the effects of this.
What is the effect?
The effects of this is when you don't want to be that person and look any kind of way. Now, somebody else come around, and I look at them and start admiring their suit, their haircut, their clean shaven, their shiny shoes. Now, all of a sudden, me and you got issues.
Ooh. Hold on, let me see if Joe wants to jump in. Joe, you want to jump in here, Joe?
Nah, keep me on the phone for another half an hour if you don't mind. Please, okay? Why don't we have a nice civilized discussion like about people killing each other or about rape? Why do we have to talk about this?
He's the one who brought this to
I'm beginning to think I can't even walk around in my own home anymore.
Thank you very much. That's what I'm saying, Joe. That's what
I'm saying, just the times that I've talked to you on the phone, I already know that you take a bath more than once a week, whether you need one or not.
Or even once a month if I don't need it.
Ew.
You know that. But the whole thing is, both of you are right. All of you are right because, number one, everybody should be relaxed within their own domain. Number two, a man should be allowed to scratch his balls, but he's not going to do it in front of his lady's girlfriends. Come on. Let's give the guy some credit. Nobody, only what's that guy from Married with Children? What's his name? The comedian.
Bundy.
Only he's
Al
the
Bundy.
Guy.
Al Bundy.
Yeah, only he's going to do that. But most guys aren't going to go, oh, your girl's coming over? Hey. They're not going to do that. All right. Okay. So, all right. And, yeah, if somebody does smell, right, and if somebody's coming over, yeah, you put on some deodorant, you know, do a Western wash. But all, this isn't, I mean, look.
Yeah, do a whole bath or something.
Nah, not a whole. You don't have to do a whole bath.
No, we riding too hard on the brothers. We ride to what about the sisters?
Oh,
you
know, yeah.
If you tell me you want your woman, your woman in a thong and a bra with makeup and eyeliner on every day.
What kind of women you be hanging around?
I want her comfortable, but she's not walking around like she's just swinging from a tree. No. Okay.
Okay. Can we just say being presentable is relative to the individual?
True.
Can y'all agree on that?
I agree.
Yep.
Yes, I agree.
Now, some people's Tony, some people's level of being presentable is sitting there scratching their nuts on the couch, no matter who comes over, because they feel like they work every day and they pay the bills and they got the right.
Well, if you're living in there with somebody, they got a right to not to want to be around your trifling ass doing that shit. Okay.
Absolutely. That's when we come to choices, priorities, and that indelible checklist that we all should really have.
Right, and we shouldn't expect our women to say, you know what, hey, look, if my tits are sweaty and if I want to take off my bra or if I have a runny nose, I want to wipe it on my sleeve, that's my right. No, you've got to be presentable. And, of course, everybody has choices. I'm not sticking around with a pig, and I'm not going to be a pig for somebody to say, woo, hey, you know, do something.
You old enough where somebody shouldn't even have to tell you to do that, you know?
Yeah.
You should just automatically know not being a trifling ass that you are.
But, you know, you do have the right to walk around in your shorts and a T-shirt and you know, hey, look, if you look good in a bra, please, walk around in a bra all day. But if you're hanging down to China, you know, wear an underwear, underwire or something, you know.
Nowadays, And this year, century of the world in which we live in, they make presentable everything for any shape, form, or figure. You know, there's no reason for people just to be tore up unless they just feel like that's what they want to do.
Suppose I'm going through something, KJ. Suppose I'm depressed about something.
Okay,
suppose
well,
I
that
just
was
been
that was
feeling a, like a million bucks.
Okay, that was the second category. You know, if you recall early on, I broke it up in three categories. The second category was depression. A lot of people are depressed. They are going through things. You know what I'm saying? But depression should be temporary. It shouldn't be permanent.
How the hell are you to put a time limit on my depression, Jay Diddy? What kind of
because I done been with your ass a few years, and I'm tired of seeing your ass toe up, so I know that shit is not temporary. It's borderline and permanent.
So that make a person want to walk away from your trifling ass.
So now don't get mad at me if I'm looking at old girl next door. You know, because she look good every day going to work and coming in. And then when I see her out there cutting her yard and shit, you know, she got dirty hands and shit on her face. But the pants is fitting. Her top ain't falling all off of her. You know,
I'm riding for the ladies right now. So devil's advocate. So your trifling ass is going to kick me to the curb after I done put in all the time, energy, and effort into you, and you weren't doing so good, and I was in your corner, and you wasn't at your best. And now I'm standing here going through some things that you telling me about Miss Johnson next door, Negro?
No, let me tell you something. First of all, when you are together with someone, you're going to be, and you're together for a while, yeah, you're going to be relaxed around each other, but you ain't going to be lax around each other. I mean, like, well, damn, you know? You being around each other, that's good, and you could feel comfortable. But come on. You might not even want to be around your own trifling ass like that, let alone somebody else want to be around your trifling, stinking ass. Come on.
You should be able to take care of yourself
a long time ago.
Joy, I beg you.
And believe me.
If they do want to,
it's going to be away from your ass. They're going to walk right out the door and be with somebody that can take care of themselves. It's about being clean. It's about taking care of yourself. Okay? Yeah, we all
personal
go
pride.
Stuff, but that doesn't mean that you can be a trifling ass forever.
How about personal pride, just simply stated? Personal pride.
Thank you. You ought to want to be, I'm a grown man. You know, I'm going to take care of myself. Because I walk out this door, I'm going to be looked at by men and women. So I want to be at my best. I mean, yeah, you at home, walk around with your drawers on, you know, skid marks or whatever. But don't think that somebody else might want to see you that shit, okay? Okay? Have enough respect for
yourself. You know what?
And respect
y'all
for your other half.
That I'm going through something. Y'all being insensitive right now to the plight.
Ain't nobody
that
being
I'm
no damn insensitive.
Something.
You are being insensitive to how we're feeling. Okay?
Hey, we got another caller, Tony.
Hold on. Oh, well, hold on. Let me let the other caller up in here. Let them jump in on the internet. 310, welcome to the show. What you want to say?
This is DJ Cali. Just wanted to wish you guys a happy Kwanzaa. Today is the first day of Kwanzaa. I like you guys' show. The topic is very interesting. And I want to wish you guys a happy holidays.
Well, thank you, my brother.
Well, thank you for stopping in and checking in on us.
Absolutely. And the celebration is today on Crenshaw Boulevard, and I'm heading that way.
Cool.
All right, my brother. Drive carefully.
You guys have a safe
one. Thank you for checking in.
Absolutely.
Hey, so Tony,
I want to put something else out there. Ladies and gentlemen, during this holiday season, please don't drink and drive. This is the time of year to celebrate life, celebrate your family, celebrate yourself. We've all pretty much, whether you're rich, middle class, or poor, this has been a very trying year for everybody, and I just want to make sure I implore everybody, do not drink and drive. Find a designated driver, and if you won't get tow up in the privacy of your home, where if you pass out, it'll be on your own floor. Once again, it comes down to choices that I want to stay home in my drawers and get drunk. That's what I'm saying.
All we say is, can you take a bath first?
Okay, can you please?
Oh my God. Today's show is off the Richter scale. All the folks listening in the chat room, guest 3533, I see you, 3590-3386, 3378. I guess this topic got a whole lot of people interested because they just posted, you know, they ain't saying much, but they listening. We're thanking you for checking in on the show. We're glad to have you. Now, going back to the show, what we're talking about is, you know, if you don't care how you look anymore every day, why would you get mad at who I'm looking at? Kate Diddy and Joy are presenting one point of view, and I'm playing devil's advocate. You know, I'm riding for the sisters and the brothers who feel a certain
who
way.
Who want to be trifling.
Going through this thing called life. It's not even trifling. Because, you know what, I don't hear, it's not even trifling. Some of it may be trifling. I admittedly, I'll give you that. Different stages of a relationship present different issues. And initial attraction, matter of fact, I want to send, I don't know if my dear esteemed colleague, Brother Fisher, Minister Fisher, I think he's on the line. If you're out there, Minister Fisher, please call in, because my minister was telling me something about reality factors. And it kind of ties in to this topic. topic here, what we're talking about, you know what I mean? When you met me, I looked a certain way, and as we courted, we looked a certain way, but as we've gotten comfortable, sometimes we get too comfortable, and that is true. That is absolutely true. Sometimes, you know, you get too comfortable. But how do you know that I'm not trying to keep myself up? How you know I ain't going through something? How you know that you ain't the one tearing me down with your harsh criticism of what I look like? How you know that?
Call it harsh criticism if you want to. If you're walking around being a lifeless every day, you know, and you're going through something, get over it. Okay?
Oh.
And wash your ass.
And then the other thing is, you shouldn't depend on anybody to fulfill you anyway. No man on this earth. If you're going to look for filling, look for the man upstairs. Look for Most High. But I don't care. Every day you get
that
up, you should want to be.
Theory, Mr. K.
No.
I'm human. And if
okay.
I'm with you, I don't expect you to be slicing me up.
Well,
wait a
I'm not slicing you up. I'm not slicing you up. What I am doing is reminding you that this is not what I signed on for. And I expect a certain amount of quality control. If you go to a restaurant and the quality of food go down, what your ass don't do? You're going to keep eating that, do you?
Hold on. 111, you're back online with us. You want to say something?
Oh, hey. Hi, guys. How you doing? How you been?
Hey, yo.
Long time no hear.
I'm glad. Hey, it's all Tony, Joe. I'm snitching.
Oh, man, geez.
Yeah, but Joe is on. This is the other 111. Because Joe's
no.
Busy. I never picked you up.
No, yes, you did. I was trying to talk. I couldn't get in.
Oh, well, go right ahead, brother. The floor can kill my esteemed colleague.
All right, look. I think Diddy's right. Because, look, if you're going to a restaurant and the quality goes down, you're going to leave the restaurant. And, yeah, everybody's entitled to have their own freedom within their own domain. But, yeah, you still got to look presentable for your mate. I mean, you're there for a reason, because he or she picked you amongst others because they liked you better for either your brains or your personality or your character, but not because you smelled the worst or you look the worst, or you made yourself the most unkempt. I think all of us have an obligation to keep ourselves up to a certain degree.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. And it should
because
be for your own personal reasons. It shouldn't be because I expected of
you. But you know what? I still don't hear none of y'all addressing the way you talking to me. Nobody has addressed that. All I keep doing
well,
is
I can get to that.
Well, Tony, look.
When you were a single man
and you were by yourself and you walked out the door, okay, maybe to meet someone, maybe not. You weren't trifling when you walked out the door, okay? And you came up,
Tony, you're still being by your damn self right now. I am going to disagree with Joy and Diddy on these things.
Not always.
But I'm going to side with Tony in this. Number one, he's talking about what happens if you're depressed and that's the reason why you're downhill. Don't you deserve a little bit of empathy? Yes, you do.
Okay.
Here's where I disagree with Diddy. He says you don't need somebody to fulfill you. I disagree. I don't think we need people in order for us to be content. But in order for us to be really happy and fulfilled, I do think that we need somebody to love and to love us in return.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, you do. We all do. We're
human. Diddy's saying different.
That's the other 111 I'm talking about. 111, is that you?
Yes, it was. And I was actually trying to state that earlier. And I don't know where that fulfillment may come from. Me, personally, I've looked for mine on Facebook. But I totally agree with
you. There you go. Now that explains a whole hell of a lot. Now we're really confused. Now we're really confused. Now.
No.
Well, that's
true. Are you still there? Young lady, are you there?
I'm here.
Facebook love. Okay.
Man.
We're going to call you Facebook Love.
The Facebook
okay.
Love.
Facebook Love. Okay.
Yeah, that's where I get my fulfillment.
Okay. That explains a lot, too.
Different strokes for different folks.
Hey, Joe.
Y'all are silly as hell.
Can I respond to me? Can I respond to Joe on my part on that one?
Yes, please do.
Go ahead.
You're absolutely right, Joe, to the extreme. You know, your mate should encourage you and give you support. But even that could be overrated because you can only do so much. If I'm getting up every day taking care of me, trying to keep myself presentable, I'm showing you by example because I want to stay presentable and attractive to you. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I don't want you looking at no other dude or Mr. Man next door. I want to try to be 100 for you right here. So for me, that's the best example I could give to you. And if I'm here, yeah, I understand you're going through things. We all go through things. But how long is those things going to last? I don't know. You know,
well,
but
I think Tony's talking about extreme depression, not about, like, if you're going to be unemployed for, like, a month or so. You know?
My help.
All right? Because if you're, you know, people do undergo extreme depression, and they need all the support they can get. And the least of their problems is walking around in their in
thank
their box.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you for somebody finally get what I'm saying.
Let me ask you this. You're going through some extreme depression.
Mm-hmm.
So by you looking crazy and toe up and abusing yourself physically
mm-hmm.
and mentally, that's helping your depressed state?
Well, no, because you're depressed.
No.
You don't care. You don't
I'm
give
depressed.
A rat's ass. You don't go to Facebook.
Okay, depressed was my number two.
And because you see, hold on, K-Diddy, because you know what, ladies? I'm riding for y'all this week. Your boy riding. Because Lady Joy ain't riding for you. You guys are out here talking about trifling. I'm riding for y'all. My sister going
yeah.
through some
being
things.
You're being a
trifling ass. My sister going through some things. And I got this dude that I've been with loving him,
being
around him, and he taking care of him and feeling good about him. And I'm sure if I have been with him, there was a part of that process that I helped him build himself up. And now that whatever it is I'm going through, I might not even know what I'm going through because I'm emotional. I got some things, you know, I probably, you know, lost a friend or a family member or I lost my job 6 months ago or something's going on with me that got me all humdrum. But his approach is he leading by example because he's together. I'm supposed to be together. Where is the sensitivity and love in that?
Let me show you. Let me tell you right here. Because here's the twist of that whole thing. The twist of the whole thing is, no matter what, through thick and thin, you're absolutely right. You did all of that. You did all of that. And I'm here. And I'm still trying. I'm talking to you, trying to tell you, get up, get dressed, you know, make yourself up, comb your hair. Maybe you might feel a little better about yourself today. You know, now
yeah.
on top of that, your depression is causing you to accuse me of things that really ain't happening because you're not happy with yourself. You're not happy because you didn't gain weight. You're not happy with nothing. So now you're going to accuse me because I'm sticking to my norm. I'm still eating the same way. I'm still trying to take care of me. But every time I walk out of the house, you're calling me 5 minutes after I walked out the door.
No, this isn't about that, Diddy. I mean, to take it seriously, depression means you don't give a rat's ass. You want to die. You don't care about anything or anybody. You barely want to get up in the morning, and somebody coming over to you and saying, "Hey, you know what? You got to comb your hair. Come on, get out of the bed, get yourself some energy." Isn't helping. Half of the people in the United States undergo depression. Half of the people in the United States take Prozac. 50% of Americans take Prozac or some other type of antidepressant drug. Chronic depression is a very serious thing.
So what does the other 50% do?
The other 50%, they better just stay out of the way, or they're going to
no,
say,
no, no,
hey,
I'm
you
talking
want
about
get
the,
you,
I'm talking
get
about the other 50% of the depressed people. What do they do?
No, the other 50% don't take antidepressants. They're too busy getting boozed up.
Oh. Well, I must not be as depressed as I thought.
No, you're not. You're obviously depressed.
Here we go.
Because people do get
depressed. There's been a great deal of laughter throughout the show. We're talking about, you know, this is everyday life we're talking about, and by no means are we belittling the situation, but, you know, laughter is good for the soul,
mm-hmm.
because sometimes a measure of laughter and a discussion can rev the engine up. But I'm going to stop playing devil's advocate now, because I think I have kind of gone to the extreme with it, and I'm going to bring myself back now. Woosah. Woosah.
I can't believe you want to be as trifling as what you're talking about.
Woosah.
Well, I said it. I don't know why you just don't let people have their choices, Joy.
I mean, you can have a choice, but that doesn't mean everybody else want to be around your trifling ass because you want to be trifling. I mean, like, everybody goes through something. We all get depressed about something or another.
But Joe said, if you're depressed, you just don't give a damn. So the fact that your mate, the one that's there with you every day, is trying to encourage you and trying to get you out of the depression because you are depressed, you still don't give a shit.
Okay, well, okay. You don't give a shit. Okay, that person is really going to get tired of trying to bring you up when you want to stay down there. Okay, and they're going to walk away from your cycle thinking ass.
How long is that going to take, though? I mean, if we're really going to get serious.
It depends on the person. It depends.
Well, no, depression lasts a long time.
Tired. Everybody has their limit.
Threshold.
Yeah, well, how long is that
going to
take?
But they can tolerate.
I can tell you right now, if any girl doesn't, even if I'm not depressed, forget about that. If I feel that a girl has only a certain amount of empathy in her, she's gone. Because I don't need a broad around for the good times. I need somebody to support me when I'm going through hard times, whether it's depression or whether it's a struggle that I'm not achieving my expectations the way I want. And if she's not there for the bad times, she's gone.
Okay, no, but understand this too, Joe. You know, you have someone in your life that's going to be there for your bad times and all of that. Yeah, we all want that, but... Okay, the other person is trying to be there for you. They're only going to tolerate it for so long. Okay,
absolutely.
But
and
if they're doing everything if they're doing everything they can to bring you out of your depression, and you don't want to come out of your depression, they're going to leave your ass.
Now that's a different story. Now look, if somebody is, as you're saying, trifling, right? Somebody is unkempt. Somebody is letting themselves down because they have some sort of stupid psychological problem that isn't depression. That's just maybe they're spoiled or they don't even know how to do things right. Then why should anybody stick around? Because that person's making a conscious choice without any type of negative momentum. All right?
That's what Tony said, Joe.
No, he's talking about depression, and so am I. If you're a good person.
Earlier on, he said he go to work every day, and he come home. If he want to sit around there and scratch his balls, he feel like he should be able to do that.
Yeah, but he's not going to do that in front of Joy's girlfriend.
He didn't say he wasn't going to do
hell
it.
Hell
no. I had gone to the extreme with that one, but you know what I mean? I really did, because that's the part that I want to discuss now, that some people are, even though Lady Judge has been riding on this, there are some people that truly are out here that's trifling like that. But we all go through the ups and downs. Joe?
Yeah.
Joe, I love that word you just used, my brother. Negative momentum. Woo!
Oh, all right.
That's
you got
a lot of people
did. Yeah. I got the burden of fatherhood from you. You've got the negative momentum from me, huh?
Well, I love that.
Ooh, trifling as you want to be.
As we're going through, and I see that you're down, as your mate, I'm supposed to try to help to pick you up. But sometimes, this is the part we have not discussed. If you just letting yourself go, just for the hell of it,
that's a no.
Just for the hell of it.
That's number three. That's number three in the category, brother. That's the trifling, lazy. I just don't give a damn.
No,
exactly.
No, that is a big no, no. No, you don't do it because you're just selfish. Nah. Then you got to get rid of that person.
How would you think our president would feel? He's out in public all the time, and here come Michelle come out looking all frumpy shit, and a rumpled up sweatshirt.
She did it already. She did it with shorts. She did it with a some freaking t-shirt, hair pulled back, no makeup, and glasses. Came down the presidential plane. Did it already.
In a presidential plane, in a public place, or in a speaking engagement.
Oh, I doubt
if
it was
just, or she was just traveling. Is what
probably
you're
just traveling casually, but still, yeah.
Look, ladies and gentlemen, we could go on and on with this, but the bottom line is we are supposed to want to be the best for ourselves at all times. We're going to have moments when we fall off. That's human nature. We can't be perfect all the time. And earlier I was writing for those people who go through things, and I want to say something to the people out there to make sure. When whatever that person is going through, you have to be selective with your wording. Even if they're not depressed, even if they're just trifling or they're depressed, on the verge of depression, they're going through some things they're not telling you. Sometimes your words can cut like a knife, because I have been guilty of it. And sometimes the things that come flying out of our mouths where we think it's motivational or we're trying to kick the person in the butt, what we're actually doing is we're cutting into their soul. And
yeah,
that is where you truly, I'm going to go into the negative momentum that
okay
can cause. Jonah, man, that is my thing right now.
All righty, then.
Yeah,
yeah,
really, the
you
negative
know what
momentum that can cause.
Yep. Yeah, and I can talk on that for a while, because I'm telling you, that's one of my criteria. I was the best man for my best friend. He and I were friends for 5 years. Now, this is just a relationship between me and him, okay? This has nothing to do with any type of guy-girl sexual type of thing. After 5 years, like I said, I was his best man. We never had an argument, right? I was with him when he picked up his wife, okay? We've been together when we were out there clubbing. Thing was, I had a serious issue. I wanted to talk to him about it. The guy had an aversion towards listening to negative stories. Greatest guy in the world, one flaw. He couldn't stand negativity. Dude, me and him, we broke up pronto. I tried to get through to him. He couldn't quite get it. That you
how
know,
long,
if,
how long was y'all dating?
5 years, I said. Nah, he was my best friend.
It just
I was
y'all broke
friend
up.
Uh-huh. We broke up as friends. Haven't talked to each other for a long, long time. Will
well,
never will.
Gay, Tony. He said
and
it was friends, Tony.
Sorry.
So I'm telling you, with me, that's the number one criteria. You've got to be there through the bad times. Anybody can be around anybody during the good times.
Yes. And I'm going to jump on that right there, because that's very important to me as I'm maturing and as I'm growing. One of the things is I have this saying that I like to say, if you're with me while I'm with Superman, will you be with me when I'm Clark Kent?
There you go.
You know what I mean?
That's right.
I love that. That's one of my catchphrases right now, because, you know, when I'm strong, when I'm at my best, and you're attracted to me and you lean on me, and I get your hormones racing and everything about is cool. What about when I'm Clark Kent and the kryptonite and called up with me, and I'm not at my best in that moment, and I can't do the things that I used to do? Can we survive going through that moment in our relationship? Because all relationships have peaks and valleys, but a lot of us are ill prepared, because let's be real, our parents were from a different generation, and they didn't have the time to sit and lay out certain things for us, you know what I mean? But we don't know. You know what I mean? A lot of women read too many fantasy novels. A lot of men, you know what I mean, base their relationship off what their boys told them or what they saw in movies or what they think it's supposed to be. But we have peaks and valleys, you know what I mean? And I'm one of those people who, yeah, I want you to do for you, and I'm going to try to do the best I can for me, but in those moments when you're weak, I need to be stronger. And in those moments when I'm weak, you need to be stronger. But, you know, the key question is, how long can we hold each other up? You know what I mean? And you got to help yourself. self-esteem, as the word suggests, like my man Cat Williams said, is your own damn self. Got to love yourself, man.
Sure, absolutely.
You know what I mean?
But we all
yeah,
need,
because if you don't love yourself, how you expect for somebody else to love you?
But that, yeah, that's very true. But when it comes to depression or when it comes to bad times, for example, how about now in today's economic times when everybody says, oh, the issue is money. The issue is not money. The issue is when the guy was riding high and he had money coming in, everything was going swell. But now he's out of work. He's trying to get work. Can't get work. 20% unemployment around the nation. And now he's got to hear some dumb broad nagging him. Out you
why
go.
Why she gotta be a dumb broad?
Hey,
him being
plenty
a,
of them around.
Him being a jackass. Okay.
Hey, did I call you anything?
You know what I mean?
I know you're starting.
I didn't call you anything.
Yeah, but I know.
What, you got a problem with it? I didn't call you nothing.
You see, Tony, what are you gonna do about her now that New Year's coming?
Tony can't do shit about me, bro. I'm talking to you. He can't
tell
me nothing.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we're extending this forum. You know what I mean? So, look, we are in some, especially in this day and age, this generation, if you're not like 60 years old or 70, you've never really experienced, you know, what's happening right now. Globally, it's not only America, you know what I mean? Globally, we are in some uncharted waters where a lot of us don't know whether to make heads or tails of it. Half the time, we don't even know what the hell a politician's talking about. You know what I mean? Because according to them,
they don't even know what they're talking about.
I don't know what damn
fantasy
right.
They don't
want
mean. Us to know what they're talking about.
You know what I mean? I personally, from the little bit of research I've done in my limited knowledge, think that we're standing right at the edge of the cliff and the damn car is just in friggin' neutral. And I suppose that's better than the car going off the friggin' cliff. You know what I mean? Love those who love you. And if somebody's not as strong or as handsome or as beautiful or as appealing as they used to be, if that's all your relationship was based on in the first place, then maybe it is best for you to bounce. But who are we
but,
to judge?
But Tony, you always you gotta realize what you that attraction is what you see first. That's what attracts you to someone.
You know
okay.
I mean? You're right. But
mm-hmm.
You know what
that's
I mean?
That's what you see.
Just
is
be
what
careful
you
that
to.
You're not a part of the descending down the friggin' hill. That's all I'm saying. We're down to the last 2 minutes of the show. It has been a great show. The switchboard is lit. Up. A lot of y'all are calling from block numbers, but thank you for joining us. Everybody that was in the chat room, everybody that was online listening to us, we greatly appreciate it. I'm going to make a big shout out to the wonderful job World Movement Records just did with the toy drive for the kids over at Child Haven. They delivered hundreds of toys to them. Big ups to my family over at World Movement Records, man.
Cool.
You understand? I'm saying y'all put a smile on some kids. Keep up with us, www.worldmovement.com. I want to make a quick request for anybody who hasn't gotten a copy of the new book. Amazon, help your girl move up the rankings. Who is she? What is she to you? It's on some grown man things in simple languages. We love y'all. Peace out. You all know where to find Lady Joy. Holla at her on Facebook.
You can catch me on Facebook, and also, too, I want to let everybody know I'm in a play out here in Vegas at the Orleans, and it's called In-Laws from Hell. It's going to be at the Orleans, February 26th, and guess which part I play?
We already know.
Oh, we're going to leave that for the
next episode. I don't have to guess.
Okay.
Top down, with my jewelry on. Hey, I'm just kidding. I'm just here doing my thing. Hey, yeah, hey, hey, yeah, hey, hey, hey. I said I'm riding with my top down, with my jewelry on.
Come on.
Hey, let me get my hood on. I'm in the hood bouncing, spray it like a fountain, money like a mountain. Tell me why you pouting. I know why you pouting, cause we getting paid. But hey, tell me again,
we getting that paper.
I'm in the hood top down, put my jewelry on.
Come on.
I got my goons on me, I get them off me. I take them haters off me, get them off me. I take
them haters off me.
Bitches, is you with me? My bitches, is you with me? If you got a problem, sucker, come and get me.
Get me.
Y'all know my name. You see the candy paint, it spell my name. Swizzy, I'm
with my top down, the material.
Hey, I'm getting my hood on. I'm just doing my thing.
I'm just doing my thing, man.
Hey, yep, hey.
Block is bumping, things on the corner, man. You know the block is bumping. Speakers in your trunks thumping. They playing my song, people is jumping. Now we got a little block party, y'all. It ain't nothing but Henny and Bacardi, y'all. Sitting on the stoop, on the milk crate. How you living life? Want to say great, great. We all came from nothing into something, something. Why these niggas hating? Why these niggas fronting? We just riding with our tops down. Ain't got no doubt, somebody got shot now.
Riding with my top down, the material. Hey, I'm just getting my hood on. I'm just doing my thing.
Don't worry about me,
I'm
dog.
Just doing my thing. Hey, yep, hey, yep, hey.
I'm just doing it.
I'm just doing what I'm riding with my top down.
Leave
my jury on. Hey, I'm just getting my hood on. This chick said, "Swiss, I wanna ride in your Viper." Said, "Hell nah, don't you know that's a spiker?" Number two, out of only 20 in the world. You sit in my seat to change the world. I'm fresh to death, like a million bucks. Threw on my Louis hat, put on a Goose Chucks. Stepped out the Benz, they said, "Oh no." I said, "Easy, chick, you know I gotta go."
Riding with my top down,
the material. Hey, I'm just getting my hood on. I'm just doing my thing.